of mitosis and how to prepare and stain a root tip squash in order to observe them practically. So you've learnt that the first stage of mitosis is prophase. This is followed by metaphase, anaphase and telophase. If you're looking for a good way of remembering them, then the mnemonic please make another two is often quite helpful. Some people just remember PMAT. When you look at phase under a microscope, you'll see that the chromosomes are starting to become visible. They are condensing and shortening through coiling. You've already got double the DNA content. The nuclear envelope breaks down and the centrioles are beginning to move to the opposite poles of the cell. You probably wouldn't see the centrioles. They're really, really tiny. But you might see that the nuclear envelope has gone. The spindle begins to form. By metaphase, it has formed. Again, you won't see the spindle because you're looking at it under a light microscope. The centromeres are attached to the spindle. What you will see that is a dead giveaway for metaphase under a light microscope is that the chromosomes have lined up along the metaphase plate. This is on the middle of the cell, so they'll all be beautifully lined up. At anaphase, the centromeres have divided, and that separates each pair of sister chromatids. So you will start to see the spindles contracting. That's happening through the disassembly of microtubules, but you won't see the spindles themselves. What you'll see is chromatids, half chromosomes, being pulled to the opposite ends of the cell by their centromere. By telophase, you will see two distinct sets of chromatids at either end of the cell. The nuclear envelope will start to form around each group. The chromosomes are going to start to uncoil and become thin again. You might see the nucleolus starting to reform, but again, you're unlikely to see that in much detail. In terms of the techniques for actually preparing a root tip squash, you would use Allium, the genus, so that's going to include things like garlic or onions. You want about 1 to 2 centimetres of the tip, and you put them on a watch glass in a small amount of ethanoic alcohol for 10 minutes. Then you want a set volume, 10 to 25 centimetres cubed of 1 molar, so that's fairly concentrated hydrochloric acid, and that needs to be heated up to 60 degrees. Once you've washed those root tips for a few minutes, you transfer them into the hydrochloric acid and leave for 5 minutes. You wash them again, and then you use a mounted needle to remove them very carefully from the water, because the tips are going to be really fragile. You want to get about 2 millimetres from the growing root tip. If you've got a little bit more space on your slide, I would be tempted to take a little more than that. And it's sometimes a bit difficult for you to see which is the growing tip and which is the other end that you cut. The growing tip should be a bit more opaque and rounded than the rest, you know, a little bit creamier in colour compared to a sort of a glassy white of the rest of the root. You add then onto the slide with your root tip a small amount of ethanoic orsin stain. Okay, so that's going to be quite corrosive. It's worth sort of taking real care when you're handling all of this, because it's hot, some of it's concentrated, and it's certainly not going to be good for your skin. You break up the tissue with a mounted needle, cover with a cover slip, and squash. Now, then you can look at them underneath the microscope, and hopefully you'll see the meristem tissue as being very square cells with large nuclei. And with any luck, you will see a few that are actively dividing. They will be really clear. You'll see the chromosomes. You may want to calculate the mitotic index. That is the number of actively dividing cells in the field of view divided by the total number of cells. That's always going to be a number less than one. You may see cells in interphase as well. That's fine. Those would be ones that weren't considered to be actively dividing at that point. They do like asking you questions on this in the exam, so make sure you've got the method absolutely sorted.